many government functions have had to change during this pandemic. Arizona's judicial system is no exception. The courts are still open for business, but a lot of that business is not happening in person. With me to talk more about this is the Chief Justice of the Arizona Supreme Court, Robert Brutinel. The Chief Justice also oversees administrative operations of all state courts across Arizona. And Mr. Chief Justice, how much of the court's day-to-day business are you able to actually do remotely?
We don't, a surprising amount. We managed to make the transition from, you know, in-person filings going to the courthouse to online filings and remote proceedings pretty well and reasonably seamlessly. Arizona's courts remain open for business. People that have emergency matters, essential matters, are able to go to the courthouse when they need to. So, for instance, if you need an order of protection to make sure that you're safe, all Arizona's courts are available to provide those. If you have other court business, we've got ways to do it. The Arizona Supreme Court has now gone to online video arguments, and trial courts are doing that throughout the state of Arizona.
When you and I last spoke, you had talked about trying to introduce more technology into Arizona's judicial system. I'm guessing this is not exactly the circumstance under which you were hoping to achieve that.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. Obviously, none of us had any idea, you know, back when I started as Chief Justice in July that we'd be dealing with this current crisis. But it really has convinced people who are otherwise resistant to technology that we need to get on board. So, again, we're doing video hearings, we're doing online dispute resolution, we're doing e-filing, and we're trying to expand it to all types of caseloads throughout the state of Arizona.
Are you finding that the process is working reasonably smoothly with all this technology? And I assume a lot of people who are not necessarily used to using this kind of stuff.
You know, I think it is. I think we all recognize that we had to get on board, that we had to make it work. There's lots of stuff we're not doing. But we're hoping to get back into regular business of some kind in the not terribly distant future.
Well, what kind of stuff is not happening right now? What kinds of stuff is sort of piling up that will need to be done at some point down the road?
Well, the big one, of course, is jury trials. I entered an order suspending jury trials in March. I just continued that order to June 1st. We're talking about what jury trials will look like in the future. Obviously, we're going to have to make changes in the way we do business before we tell people they have to come to the courthouse to serve on a jury. So we're talking about, you know, larger facilities, bringing in smaller panels, bringing in fewer jurors where that's possible, making sure that everybody understands that we're deep cleaning every day that we have people in that courthouse. So jury trials is a big one, and that's in criminal and civil cases. We still have grand juries meeting. We have grand juries in the state of Arizona that are meeting remotely now, but we don't have nearly the volume that we used to have. And so there's a backlog of cases which is developing, and we will try to address those as rapidly as we can.
Are you finding that those trials are really just piling up? Are you finding that some are being resolved without having to go to trial?
Well, the interesting thing about trials in the state of Arizona is we try to a judge or a jury less than 1% of the cases. So the overwhelming majority of cases will settle in some fashion prior to trial. And I don't expect that that will be any different. The problem, of course, is that cases settle as lawyers and litigants are required to do things. So as we say, you've got a hearing coming up, you need to get ready for it. Cases settle every time that happens. That hasn't been happening. So I think that it will slow the process down to some degree, but I suspect that we'll end up trying approximately the same numbers we always have.
Do you get the sense that some of the changes that you've had to make because of this pandemic will be lasting changes in the courts, that even when things go back to some kind of normal, that you'll continue doing some of the things that you're doing now just because they maybe work better?
Yes, absolutely. It's become cliche to talk about the new normal, but the normal will be different going forward. I think that we'll be a lot more amenable to, for instance, video and telephonic hearings. We expected to expand to e-filing. This has accelerated that process, and that probably is a good thing. That will continue on. I suspect that the social distancing measures that we have taken and will continue to take will also continue on, so that we will call fewer jurors in the future. We won't have the 600 people in a room as we parcel them out to various courtrooms.
So you mentioned that you think the courts might be more amenable to doing more video conferencing and using video and telephonic stuff. I'm wondering, given your experience now so far during this pandemic, is it the same as a judge or as a lawyer? I mean, is it the same experience to interact with a lawyer or a defendant on a video or on the phone as opposed to having face-to-face contact?
In my experience, it is not. The give and take is not as easy, and it's maybe something we'll get used to and learn more about as we do it more. But the give and take that I would have with a lawyer during oral argument where the lawyer is in the courtroom is different than when the lawyer is on a video link and there's that lag. It's even more of a lag if we have a justice who's not present in the room as well, so that we've got basically a four-cornered hearing where you've got lawyers in different places and judges in different places. So you have to allow for that. We tell people, look, you need to give people time. It's harder to interrupt. If you've ever watched our oral arguments, you'll see that we're pretty active questioners. And so there's a tendency to question over people, and you really can't do that over a video link.
So with all these changes, are you confident that justice is being done the way that you want it to be done, that with some of the challenges with technology and some of the cases that can't be heard right now, that legal and constitutional obligations are being met by the state's judicial branch?
Yes, we're hearing the things that we have to hear. Am I concerned that eventually we will be causing delays for people? Yeah, we're concerned about speedy trial rights. I've suspended the operation of the Arizona rules on speedy trials, but we won't do that for very much longer. And certainly if you need a hearing as to whether or not you ought to get out of jail, we're providing those in a timely fashion. But eventually we've got to get back to the trying of cases. We've got to get back to the resolving of cases. That's our job. That's not happening right now. And it can't go on for too much longer before it really will affect people's rights.
All right. That is Robert Brutinel, the Chief Justice of the Arizona Supreme Court. Mr. Chief Justice, thanks for your time. Be well.
Thank you, Mark. You be well, too.